passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Can spirituality be used to combat fundamentalism? Mahmoud Jamal is author of the book Islamic Mystical Poetry, and he believes it can.
One of the things that I've noticed is that in talking to fundamentalists and following the profiles of many of the extremists, in inverted commas, I discovered that most of them seem to have science backgrounds. They were either computer people or engineers or doctors. And this is a very interesting look at the profiles. And what was lacking, I feel, in the whole fundamentalist or extremist enterprise is the lack of spirituality. And I feel that in terms of Islam, the basic message is lost, because all religions are essentially, I feel, to enhance our spirit. And I feel that in this battle between secularism and religion, spirituality offers a way out, and it gives us a resource with which to tackle the more bigoted and extremist views. In that sense, I feel that Islam has within it the resources to tackle it. So one of the things that I'm trying to do is to say that we have the resources within Islamic civilization to be able to tackle the more extreme views. And these sources date back to the early days of Islam to modern times.
And what do you think specifically these resources are?
Well, one of the most important resources, I feel, is the poetry of the Islamic world. I believe that it is one of the great contributions to world civilization. And I have not yet heard an extremist or fundamentalist quoting poetry. So that gave me a clue as to where poetry should be placed. And I think it should be the center of it, because most of us are familiar with the architecture of the Muslim world. We see the grand buildings, the blue mosque, the great architectural symbols like the Taj Mahal, etc., which was created by Muslims in India and the Mughals. That to me is the body of the civilization. And if you want to reach into the soul and the heart, you have to go to the poetry, because that's what is the most enduring monument of Islamic civilization.
And what generally does the poetry talk about?
The poetry is essentially a message of, to put it in one word, love. But it also looks at the world and the idea of tolerance, inclusion and humanity. And therefore, it offers a powerful alternative both to the secular orthodoxy and to the religious one.
And having worked out that there may be a way in which you could use the poetry and therefore tackle fundamentalism and extremism, that's a great theory. How do you actually do it, though?
Well, the way you do it is that one of the things that I find that the extremist views or Islamist views of the world are wary of is poetry. And therefore, they're ignorant of it. And most of the people who follow these ideologies have no idea of poetry, because they have been kept away from it. I know why they have been kept away from it, because the poetry offers a very serious challenge to the closed mind thinking that pervades some of these movements.
And do you think there is some way in which perhaps, I don't know, within schools or within the mosques themselves, you could actually bring that poetry more into it in order to maybe perhaps stop people becoming extremists in the first place?
I think that not in schools, but you see, the thing is the whole idea of a cultural sort of renaissance which is required in the Muslim world and in Britain also. And in schools, it may be an idea that if, you see, the young people, the young Muslims, have no idea of what their cultural roots are. They're taken over by these ideologues, and then they prevent them in a way, and they only talk about the law, the legality, and not the spirit. So the poetry offers, and people should be introduced to this poetry through schools, through colleges, through educational medium, and through the media, and through events.
That's Mahmoud Jamal, author of Islamic Mystical Poetry. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.